GW backstage, I go by the username Lacaramia, and I've just recently joined, and I feel it's kind of just makes sense that I kick off with an accent challenge. It just seems the right way to go. So I will link in the posts to the questions I'm answering. There's only one thing I've ended up having to do, which is to look out. There is a part where I'm reading a passage from a book, so I've had to go and look that out. Excuse me if there's rustling and stuff, unlike other audios, because this is a bit more chatty. I'm not as eager to remove background audio, and also I'm getting a bit restless sitting in one place for a little while. It's late, so I'm tired. So I'm probably going to be kind of shifting about a bit. Anyway, enough rambling. So let's get on with the questions. First of all, my name and username. So my username is Lacaramia. My name, I'm obviously not going to reveal. I think I've revealed it a grand total of once to somebody, and it wasn't even my full name. But I guess if we're gonna have to shorten it, I'm learning to react to Kara a lot more, on post, so I'm cool with that. Number two, where am I from? I'm from Scotland in general. More specifically, I live currently in a lovely big city called Glasgow. But I'm more from the west of Scotland. But I've had, I've dabbled in other areas of Scotland for varying lengths of time. So I have a bit of a weird mix of accents, I suppose. Certainly, I've now been told I don't sing Glaswegian, which I'm sorry, Glaswegians, but I have a bit of relief over. Without further ado, the third question is pronouncing the lovely long list of words. So I'll just go ahead. So ant, roof, root, theatre, iron, salmon, caramel, fire, water, New Orleans, pecan, both, again, probably, Alabama, lawyer, coupon, mayonnaise, pajamas, cot, naturally, aluminium, gif, tumbler, cracker jack, doorknob, an envelope. And if you are looking at the link to the questions that I'm answering, there is a further acronym there. I don't recognise it. I don't know what it is. I have googled it now, but there's really no point in saying how to pronounce it because I hadn't heard of it before. So I'm just going to skip right on over it. Question four. What is it called when you throw toilet paper on a house? It never happened where I was from. I don't know if I was just very lucky with the neighbourhood I lived in or anything like that, but it was not something that happened at all. I am aware from people I know who are from other areas, that is known as TPing. But yeah, it's just that's a version of vandalism that never took place. So I think if it happened, we would just call it trash in the house, I guess. If we were ever to have seen it around my way. But no. Everybody else, I think it's TPing though. Number five, what is a bubbly carbonated drink called? Prepare yourself to be confused, GWA backstage, because there are certain areas in Scotland where we get a little bit lazy in differentiating things. So there becomes a big umbrella category for just a range of different things. And this is no exception. So I call it, and many people I know call it, juice. Juice. That's it. There is a spectrum. One side is orange juice, apple juice, that, sort of fruit juices. The other side is, your Coke, Pepsi, really sugary drinks, really fizzy sugary drinks, I mean, and all of them and every other drink in between, similar to them, are just referred to as juice. So if, say, I asked if you could grab me a bottle of juice, when you're going to the shop, you will have to ask me to specify it because it's not a given what I'm asking for. It could be a bottle of orange juice, it could be a bottle of Iron Brew, it could literally be any of anything in between. Oh, and also the reason it's confusing is I don't know why. I don't know why we don't differentiate it. I don't know why we don't add fizzy to it. It's just never happened. Never happened at all. Question six, what do you call gym shoes? At school, there was genuinely something called gym shoes. I think I could be very wrong, but I think they're known as plimsolls. I could be really wrong there, for PE or gym, and that's what you would wear at school. When I go to the gym now, every God knows 10 years now, I will wear trainers, and to be fair, I'll wear trainers everywhere. Again, I don't differentiate; they're all trainers if they're lace-up fabric shoes. Question seven: what do you call your grandparents? So I have three. Fourth, I've just never known, for various reasons. So I have one grandfather. So my really beloved grandfather is known as my papa, and I thought it was a really individual thing. It was an individual family thing. Like my cousins and my siblings and me, we call him my papa, and we never thought it was an actual normal thing to do that. But I've discovered it is actually a regional thing. So in the area I grew up, it was actually very normal to do that. So it wasn't as individual as we first thought. And it's not regional for my grandmothers. They are my grands or my grannies. Interchangeable, really. Eighth, what do you call the wheeled contraption in which you carry groceries? The supermarket. That is a trolley. There's no other name for it. Question nine, what is the thing you change the TV channel with? It is, when I was younger, it was referred to as the doot doot, spelling D double O T D double O T. I don't actually know why, but yeah. Now, because I have to speak to everyone else out in the adult world, I refer to it as just the remote. Question 10. Choose a book and read a passage from it. So I've had to go and grab my e-reader. So I have a Kindle. I mean, I would love to have paper books all the time, but if I stick them in my bag, they will get crumpled up, and I don't really like that. So at the moment, I am in between two books. So the one that I, so there's two I'm reading at the moment. The first one is called Stay Sexy and Don't Get Murdered. And if you love a podcast called My Favourite Murder, you'll know exactly what that is. And the other one, which I'm going to read from, is The Subtle Art of Not Giving a Fuck. It's a book that I'm always aware of. I just hadn't really thought about it until recently to actually start doing that and reading it. So here we go. Here's a quick passage, hopefully, from it. I've just had to open up to the page that I was last reading and just go with it. The idea of not giving a fuck is a simple way of reorienting our expectations for life and choosing what is important and what is not. Developing this ability leads to something I like to think of as a kind of practical enlightenment. No, not that airy fairy, eternal bliss, end of all suffering, bullshitty kind of enlightenment. On the contrary, I see practical enlightenment as becoming comfortable with the idea that some suffering is always inevitable, that no matter what you do, life is comprised of failures, loss, regrets, and eventually death. Because once you become comfortable with all the shit that life throws at you, and it will throw a lot of shit, trust me, you'll become invincible in a sort of low-level spiritual way. After all, the only way to overcome pain is to first learn how to bear it. This book does not give a fuck about alleviating your problems or your pain, and that's precisely why you will know it's being honest. This book is not some guide to greatness. It couldn't be, because greatness is merely an illusion in our minds, a made-up destination that we obligate ourselves to pursue, our own psychological Atlantis. Instead, this book will turn your pain into a tool, your trauma into power, and your problems into slightly better problems. That is real progress. Think of it as a guide to suffering and how to do better, more meaningfully, with more compassion and more humility. It's a book about moving lightly despite your heavy burdens, resting easier with your greatest fears, laughing at your tears as you cry as you cry them. This book will not teach you how to gain or achieve, but rather how to lose and let go. It will teach you how to take inventory of your life and scrub out all but the most important items. It will teach you to close your eyes and trust that you can fall backwards and still be okay. It will teach you to give fewer fucks. It will teach you to not try. There we go. It sounds very pessimistic, but so far it's been good. It's early on though, so I'm still learning how to not give a fuck. Question 13. Technically it's 12. I did notice it, but I'm not afraid of 13, so let's say it. End the audio post by saying any three words you want. Okay. Talk again soon.